offspring? Well, it could be. Consider the way extraterrestrials spawn progeny in the spacefaring drama Alien. Lori Marino says that such strange reproductive strategies actually have parallels here on Earth.
You know, in the Alien movies, basically what happens is these astronauts come upon this pod, which opens up, and inside of it is this spider-like creature that jumps on someone and then manages to put something down their throat and into their stomach. And then what happens is that this alien fetus is incubating in the stomach of the host person. And at some point, usually the worst point, that alien infant bores its way out through the stomach wall and through the skin and pops up. And makes a run for it and then continues its life cycle. Basically, you know, we have lots of parasites on this planet, and they may not look like the ones in Alien, but they work in the same way. They find a host, they latch on, they get inside of you, and they develop, and then sometimes they go on to another stage of their life cycle, and sometimes that involves boring out of you or coming out of your skin and going to another host or another environment. So I always found it interesting that in the Alien movies, they clearly took that whole developmental process from what we know about, you know, a lot of life on this planet.
This sounds something like, what is it, the Icumenon fly that lays its eggs in the body of another host and so forth?
Sure. There's all kinds of insects and worms and so forth that burrow into other beings, and sometimes those other beings are people.
Now, was there any sex involved in this reproductive scheme that was used in the movie Alien? I mean, you know, the humans got involved, but not in a sexual way. They were merely, you know, incubators.
That's right.
So was there presumably some sex that preceded this, fertilized the eggs or something?
There was presumably some sex that preceded this, because if you recall in the second Alien movie, they showed the nest where the eggs were laid, and they showed this huge mama alien and followed her as she laid her eggs one by one on the ground.
WHFR Dearborn, I am Lindsay. It's 1 o'clock and it's the second Tuesday of the month. So it's time for Campus Connection with me and Dennis. And Dennis is actually currently on the phone right now taking a pledge for Radiothon. That's right. It is WHFR's Radiothon week, where we, 1 week out of the year, ask for your support to help independent radio like ourselves and our wonderful programming like Campus Connection be able to stay on the air. So thank you to our caller, Rich, right now calling and making a nice donation to the station. And you have plenty of incentive. We have plenty of incentives here for you making your pledges. A pretty nifty, cool stainless steel 20-ounce water bottle, and you might hear Dennis pitching that over the phone. And we got some pretty cool sunglasses because it is sunny out today. Isn't it just beautiful out? And you need some WHFR Stylin' Blue sunglasses. It is the royal blue color, the color of the station that is making waves. Along with, we have a wonderful baseball cap for baseball season with the WHFR.FM Making Waves logo on it. And a really nice polo shirt, good quality shirt in here that we have offering to you today. All of these for different pledge amounts. And I will definitely be telling you all about the amounts and what you are going to be getting for your pledges. And let me pull that here for you right now. That's not the sheet. It's not in front of me. All right. So today, There's a lot going on at Henry Ford Community College. It is open house out there right now in the student center. When I came in, a pretty cool band was playing. It is packed out there, lots of booths and tables with all of our many, many clubs here at Henry Ford Community College. And students are busy in that wonderful grill that I talk about so often here. I love the food at Henry Ford. There is no food court like it at any other school that I have attended. So kudos to Henry Ford for that, of course. I do love their food here. We have a special show for you today. We have a new athletic director here at Henry Ford Community College, and we also who we will be speaking with shortly. And we have a lot going on with the theater department. It's going to be Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet is starting up. Actually, it already started up last weekend. The Italian Film Festival is also going on. We'll talk on that just a bit. And Dennis and I will fill you in on the spring choral concerts going on here at Henry Ford Community College, along with the very, very final workshop for the winter 2011 term for the Community Outreach Committee, holding their workshops for job placement and interview skills and career workshop. Fun times, a lot going on. It is approaching the end of the semester. So as always, Dennis and I have a very exciting show for you. And with it being Radiothon week, we have a whole lot more to talk about. Dennis, is your mic on? Let's see. How are we doing?
Lindsay.
Can you hear me?
Lindsay.
No, you're not on, dude.
I'm not?
No, dude.
Is it on now? Hello?
No.
No? You want me to? There we go.
There you are.
Dennis. Hey, what time does our show start today?
1 o'clock. It's 105.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, I was on the phone with Rich from Ann Arbor, and he gave us a nice pledge, and that's why I was busy.
Thank you, Rich.
Yeah, thank you, Rich.
Awesome.
Did you have an opportunity to tell our wonderful listeners, both of them, that we have a live guest in the audience?
I did. I gave them a rundown of everything that we have going on
today. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and everything's going on out there right now.
This is cool.
Open house.
I have to tell you, though, that I'm really especially excited about our guest, our in-studio guest, Ms. Rochelle Taylor. And I'll tell you a little bit about her and let her tell us a little bit about herself. But the reason why I'm so excited is for a couple reasons. One, I'm part of the newspaper, as you know, Lindsay. And as the editor, I get to give assignments all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And
win awards, I hear.
Well, we won a couple awards. But the real meat of the story here is that when I hand out sports assignments, we don't have a lot of sports fans on the actual paper. There's nothing against them. They have other interests. I'm sure those are just as valid. But I'm a huge sports fan, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when I had an opportunity to meet Ms. Taylor, first on the phone, and that was just a train wreck because my wife is going through just emergency dental surgery. It was just a train wreck. So when I finally got into her office yesterday and got her, and we talked about her coming on the air, it was like, okay, after how long? A month? We're finally here. So Rochelle Taylor, a welcome first of all to the school, to Henry Ford Community College, and also to our studio, WHFR. We'd love to have you here. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
All right. Now, I have in front of me this bio that is just more impressive than, I mean, this is something. The thing that I really want to focus on is, I know that you started at University of Michigan in the athletic department there and moved on to North Carolina A&T State University as an assistant athletic director. But from there, you went directly to the NCAA and started tell me about this organization that you took a part in here.
Well, first, thanks so much for having me here, and I am so excited to be at Henry Ford Community College, but it has taken me a little while to get here. I did start in athletics. I actually started as a high school coach and a high school athletic director. I'm a former athlete myself. That's why I'm so excited to be here heading up the athletic program at Henry Ford.
You are. You're a three-time All-America honoree in the Women's National Track Championship team.
Yes.
Yeah, and you're in the UTEP Athletics Hall of Fame.
Yes, and we don't have track and field here at Henry Ford. So you know that's on my to-do list, right?
Right, I know it is. I know it is.
But I had an opportunity to work on several campuses, as you said, University of Michigan and North Carolina A&T. And then I went to the national office, the NCAA, that administers athletic programs for about 1,200 colleges and universities
nationwide. Yeah.
It was a great opportunity for me. I was able to work with so many universities and colleges. And one of my best programs was overseeing a youth program that the NCAA administered called the National Youth Sports Program. it ran at colleges all over the country, including here in the Detroit area. Well, the NCAA elected to kind of, what do you want to call, outsource their youth programs division, and they created an organization called the National Youth Sports Corporation. And I had an opportunity after several years to go over and become president of that organization. And we worked with young people all over the country, about 75,000 kids
That's incredible.
And the thing about it, Dennis, is that these were young people who lived at and below the poverty level, and we were able to bring them onto college campuses and use sports. It was a sports education program, a sports training program. Mm-hmm. But while we had those kids on there, we made sure that we did some math and science programming. We did medical exams. There were full meals for the kids. Really wanting to introduce young people to college campuses and higher education.
And it sounds like, I mean, for me, and I'm a father, I look at sports and I know the value. I know the value of teaching kids, fair play, mm-hmm. Teamwork, all of the different things that come. I mean, there's so many positives that come out of that. But I think you'll agree that just sports overdoes it. I mean, if that's all you're doing. So you have to have that balance, that math and science. And when you have that captive audience, I bet it was effective.
Oh, it was so effective. We had waiting lists all over the country. Here in this area, in Michigan, we had programs at Mott Community College, at Wayne County Community College, and then we also were at UAD, where your dental school was.
Absolutely. You got it.
And at Wayne State. But really all over. And it was really, the kids came on thinking, oh, I'm just going to play basketball all day. But when they left, they realized that they were learning more about life. And that's really what it's all about.
That's exactly what it's about. This is WHFR. You're listening to Lindsay and Dennis. We have on the Campus Connection live from Henry Ford Community College. And we have our special guest, Rochelle Taylor, who's the new athletic director here at the college. We've been doing this all week so far, and we'll continue today. Please, we need your pledges. This is the Radiothon week. It's so important. We're a non-commercial, independent, instructional station, and our budget is mostly based on what we get from the
this
listeners.
Week. Yeah. Yeah, this week is the only week that we do.
This is the only week we do that. Yeah. So please, I'm as thrilled as I am to have Rochelle Taylor here. I know that you enjoy listening to this show as well as our other show. So please, to keep this going, we need your help. We need your support, Ms. Taylor. One of the things that I've been thinking about. Pretty much since we first talked was you're walking into a situation here where the sports teams have varied success, but you can't argue with the success of the men's basketball team.
Tell you, it's a great situation to walk into. And I actually started February 23rd. It was the day of the last basketball game for the season.
Right.
I'm disappointed. I missed seeing them play all season, but I have that thrill for next year. But right away, I did notice that we have a great coaching staff, very dedicated. They've been here a long time. They're well-respected in this state, in this conference, obviously on this campus. And we had a great team and two outstanding players that right away just jumped off the page. And then to know that these two young men were recognized with the national All-American recognition just this past week has really made us excited.
We had sophomore forward Terrence Tubbs. He's of Ypsilanti here in first-team honors this past season, averaged more than 14 points and 8 rebounds a game. And then the other gentleman is sophomore guard Jamie Stewart of Detroit, here in second team honors for this past season after earning third team honors in 2010. He averaged 17 points a game along with 8.1 rebounds per game in the 2011 season. That's pretty amazing. Those are pretty amazing statistics.
That's really amazing. And again, this is not, we always know, you know, that they were playing here in this city, here in the state. But to be recognized, it's very difficult to be selected as an All-American when you're going against players across this whole country.
And a lot of people don't know this. And this isn't bragging. This isn't complaining. This is just a fact. We don't offer scholarships.
We don't offer scholarships. In fact, since I've been here, quite a few people have made a point of letting me know, you know, what's going on, Ms. Taylor? Why aren't we having scholarships? Well, really what we're doing right now is bringing in good students, bringing in good players, adding to that a great coaching staff, a dedicated staff, and with that you see the result can be All-American athletes.
All-American athletes. They all go on and do special things at other schools, you know? No, I agree. I mean, it's a shame or whatever. I mean, because it doesn't seem like a level playing field when we're competing against the likes of Schoolcraft that has however many scholarships. Mm-hmm. But what we're doing here obviously speaks for itself.
And I want to add that both Terrence and Jamie are going to be graduating graduating in May and going on to pursue some four-year degree, and that's what it's all about. Also, we want our students to perform well on the courts and also in the classroom, and they're a great example of that.
You're right. Stewart accepted a scholarship at Montana State, and
Jamie is still determining what scholarship.
Yeah,
offer
this
he,
is
he's gonna select.
This is awesome. This is good. This is good stuff. And then of course the other teams, and I know the baseball team is they're actually playing right now. They had a game. One of the players is in one of my classes.
Oh, okay.
And he missed it because he's a pitcher. I mean, just overall, I mean, we follow the volleyball team also, and they did some positive things. This is something to build on,
I think. It's something to build on, no doubt. And as I said, I've only been here about a month, but there's no doubt that we have really committed and great student athletes. That's very important. And we really do have coaches that are interested in developing the talent level. I'm really, really excited to be here because I think Henry Ford is going to continue to produce great athletes, and I'm just happy to be able to share in the success of the program.
I know that you have your own hands full today with, are you at a table with the coaches?
I'm at a table with the coaches and meeting all these great high school athletes and trying to find out who's going to be the next Hawk over
there. Oh, I'll bet you're like a magnet over there. Is Terry Mills at the table by chance?
Terry is not here. He is not here. No, he's not, but he is one of our great coaches.
Well, yeah, and people, we've talked about that. I followed him. Mm-hmm. Just an incredible player in college and in pro. I want to thank you so much. Like I said, I want people, you have an opportunity if you come up today. Anybody listening, this is our open house. And we have everything. I mean, it's amazing. And all the buildings have everything going on. There's stuff to do. There's free popcorn. And if anybody knows me, they know popcorn, food in general, gets my attention. But I want to thank Rochelle Taylor. I know that we have a lot of success ahead of us. And I'm really, really grateful that you're part of it.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks. We'll be back after this non-commercial break.
This is Jessica from Just a Little Indie, and you are listening to WHFR's Radiothon 2011. I'm asking you to make your tax-deductible donation now to help keep WHFR on the air. We depend on the generous support of loyal listeners like you for more than half of what it costs to run this independent educational non-commercial station. So pledge your support now by calling 313-845-9676. That's 313-845-9676. Thank you.
WHFR's Radiothon 2011 Blues Concert is Saturday, April 16th. Join us at the New Place Lounge, Michigan Avenue in West Dearborn, to hear the Reverend Mark Falconberry.
My baby told me just to take one step at a time.
Charles Buddy Smith and Resurrected.
Well, and I wouldn't take nothing for this little girl of mine.
And Billy Davis and the Rhythm Machine.
Hammer.
Live blues music for only a $5 donation at the door. Food and beverages may be purchased. 21 and over, please. That's Saturday, April 16th, 9 p.m. at the New Place Lounge on Michigan Avenue in West Dearborn. A benefit for WHFR. We'll see you there.
Hey, Dennis.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. This is cool. You know, I have to tell you that when we do the Radiothon, I always forget what it's like. Seriously, like I'm thinking
about it. We only do it once a year, so
I know, but I fill in on other right. But I guess what I'm saying is I forget like how much I appreciate this station until I start like asking people for money. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to think right. of reasons why to ask you for money, and there's I'm never short of reasons.
Right.
You and I, this is where we started. This is
right.
cool.
This is very cool.
And if you enjoy listening to the show, that's a great reason, for sure, an excellent reason to send in a pledge. But there's other reasons, and I think that there's people out there who may not know how easy it is to be on the radio. You know, I mean, you go to HFCC, you take TCM 189. It's a 1-credit-hour class, meets once a week. I mean, it's a great class. It's very informative, but it's not like it takes all your time.
No.
And then the next thing you know, you're pitching a show called Campus Connection with your buddy, and you're on the air.
Yeah, for a year strong.
Oh, at least, yeah, it's been over a year.
Over a year.
And we could do this because of the listeners who sent in the play. I mean, it's offered by the college, but the reason why we're still out there and on the air where I can go home and listen to us.
It's because of our loyal listeners.
It's because of loyal listeners. So
we'll pledge yearly. That's all we ask for, is just once a year. And there's other stations that you have like pledge drives like once a month, and they're in your face all the time. And we only need to do this once a year.
Right.
And that's what's so awesome about this station. That's why we're making waves, Dennis.
I know. And I know you're going to jump in on a couple of the other shows too, but that's why I want to tell people, listen to all the shows. I mean, this is a great opportunity. Of course, yeah, you'll be asked to pledge on every show, but that's the point of this, just for this one week.
Yeah, and there's so many different shows on WHFR. No matter what it is, I mean, you like listening to Dennis and I jab about the great things that go on here at Henry Ford Community College, or you want to listen to some smooth jams gospel music, or some funky, crazy noise pollution, or some live music in the studio, or even, you know.
Well, and it's the thing is, you know, Lindsay, you're not even at this college anymore. You went on, as our listeners know, you're at Wayne State now.
But I still come back here weekly to do my show.
Because of this station.
Exactly.
So this exists for a lot of reasons, for mm-hmm. the listeners as well as for the people here. And what did you think of Miss Taylor, Rochelle Taylor?
Extraordinary.
She is.
Pretty good for Henry Ford. I'm really excited to see what, and you know, with the track thing. You know, I never even thought of that Henry Ford doesn't have a track team. Like, I went here for how many years?
Right.
And I knew that, like, we had, I've something. Always known our basketball team was great. And, right. you know, our volleyball, that was a team that was, you know,
on the rise, something on to
the
build right, on.
Yeah,
something,
yeah, they exactly. definitely are. But I never thought about the fact that we don't have a track team. We had a giant track for a while, too.
Right.
Before,
but then they revamped the
parking lot. Yeah.
Well, you have to, I mean, and that's the thing, is track is not an expensive sport. I mean, it seems like it would be one, you know, you have to pay for coaches, and people have to know what they're doing, but there's not a lot of equipment. It's not an expensive sport.
No.
So it does seem like a no-brainer, and she seems
pretty passionate yeah. about track.
Oh, that's her thing. Yeah. She was an All-American 3 years.
I'm very excited to see what's going to come of her and her work here at Henry Ford.
And she got her master's degree with a major in sports administration from Wayne State.
Yes.
So she was down in North Carolina for a bit, but
I think she started in Texas as well.
Her bachelor's
undergrad was Texas
at UTEP.
Right. Yeah.
I told you could read.
And I retain it too. What do you know, man? All these years of education.
Yeah, see, Henry Ford paid off
a little bit.
What do you got there?
Still paying off. A lot going on at the school, aside from open house going on today out there in the student center.
That's crazy out there.
Very exciting. If you have time to come down to Henry Ford today, just walk on into the student center. There's booths set up all over of our wonderful clubs we have here and everything that's offered at the college. And then there's also colleges for you to check out after you are done with Henry Ford and you move on to your next,
That's the thing, people. I mean, people. I
this
think
is your stepping ground.
It
this
is
where you start.
This is a great opportunity, and to see all these bright, fresh, well, young high school faces.
Yeah,
you know, it's.
I was walking up, and I was like, "What is going on in there today?" And Campus Connection. We filled everybody in last month that today was open house, and it slipped my mind. I walked in, and I was like, "Wow,
yeah, free popcorn."
There's like a live band going on. It was loud out there. People were dancing.
I know. They don't know better.
What a great vibe going on here today. Well, and in addition to this going on, Henry Ford Community College presents the Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. Just kicked off on Thursday of last week. The Henry Ford Community College's Fine Arts and Fitness Division is doing Romeo and Juliet at the Adria Auditorium of the McKinney Fine Arts Center here on campus.
Can I talk a little bit about this? Because I happen to know.
Well, why don't you?
Well, I mean, because
that's what we're here for, Dennis.
This is exciting. And for a lot of reasons, obviously, there's so much going on. But like, theater is becoming important in my life for weird reasons that I don't want to go into. But yeah, it very much is. And I actually am taking a class right now. It's a directing class for theater. And some of the people in my class are actually in Romeo and Juliet. And, you know, as much as I love all of the arts, I'm not a huge Shakespeare fan. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I really, you know, and a lot of it has to do with the forsooth and the whatever. But I'm starting to get it now. And I guess after I was willing to invest a little time to try to understand it and it makes more sense, it's very cool stuff.
Yeah.
And I know these guys, and I want to share with you that it's a thrust stage. Do you know what that means? Because I didn't until about, I don't know, 2 weeks ago.
Why don't you school me on this thrust stage?
The audience, instead of being in the seats below the stage and out going toward the back, are actually on the stage in front and on the sides. It's a three-sectional, it's like a sectional couch, like three ways around. So you're on the sides of the stage as well as your back is against where you would be in the audience. So you're looking at it from the front or the sides, but you're right up there on the stage. You're right up there in the action. Your feet away from the actors.
In Mackenzie Fine Arts?
You betcha.
Really?
You're right up there.
I had no idea.
Your feet away from the actors as they perform. And I'm going on Thursday. My class actually meets on that stage. So I see it all the time and I've watched them.
Are you going to the...
Thursday night.
Thursday night, 8 p.m. is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's an 8 and 2 p.m. on Sunday. So yeah, it's only Thursday. It's only night performances for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Right.
And okay.
I'm going on Thursday night and...
And you're a student, so you get in for $10. $10?
Yeah,
$10.
But I want everybody to know that because of the thrust stage or the thrust seating, there's less seating available. So make your reservations. Call, and I think there's a number there too, isn't there?
To make reservations, yes. Yeah. 845. This is 313 area code 845-9817. You can also book high school groups to come and do this. Anybody listening
week,
that
yep.
There are matinees going on Monday. Well, that was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, April 13th, and Friday, April 15th at 10 a.m. And seats are only $5 a student. If you have a group that is maximum size 100 people, then mm-hmm. you can, you know, by all means, come and check this out.
They do tell you that a maximum is 100?
Maximum group size is 100.
That is substantially less than the whole auditorium, but it's such intimate setting.
That's really cool.
Huh. Are you going to go, do you think?
Well, now I'm thinking, you know, I really don't have any plans for Friday night. Maybe I'll come down and check it out.
Yeah.
What are you doing Friday night? You want to see it again?
Actually, if I know you're going, I'll go Friday instead.
I might do that.
Because I know the Wings play, I think.
I wonder if I could take, Saturday. I should take Abby. That might be fun.
Yeah, she would like it.
She would like that. Cool. Well, if you want to go and you want to check it out, definitely call 313-845-9817. Students get a discount. It's $10 for students with ID, $12 for adults. It's not, I mean, you're seeing Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. Henry Ford Community College's Fine Arts and Fitness Division is putting this on, and they have put on some amazing plays, and their theater department is just better and better year by year. I feel I've seen quite a few shows here.
Yeah.
And impressive, wonderful. It's Radiothon, Dennis.
Speaking of phone numbers,
WHFR.
Right, 313-845-9676 gets you to the WHFR voice which is that's going to direct you to option one. That's
and then
the
you
studio.
Can hear my voice live on the telephone.
There you go.
Or Dennis.
No, well, yeah,
on the telephone.
So I'll tell you what, as soon as somebody says hello, say Dennis or Lindsay, whoever you want to talk to. But in the meantime, remember that at WHFR, we're always trying to find ways to uniquely serve the community. For more than 26
is our 26th year.
Yeah, we have kept broadcasting every hour of the day and night. And now, mm-hmm. that means a lot of different things. We have a live show now that we used to actually record. Mm-hmm. So there's recorded talk shows. We have this live show. Of course, we do the live WHFR Journal, the new WHFR Journal on Fridays. But we have music throughout the entire day. And then at night, we have the classical 24 going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing experience. And you said something earlier, Lindsay, that I had forgotten about. On Thursdays, we have bands in here.
We do.
Not just Thursdays.
It's the Motor Live Drive.
It is. Every Thursday, it's been going on.
They're always great bands. Great bands. So local musicians from all over the metropolitan area, all over Michigan. We've had people come down from upstate and come in here and play and jam out in the studio.
You're right. I've not heard a stinker yet. Seriously.
No.
For lack of a better word. No, they've all been great.
Yeah.
And I remember some of the, in fact, we went to Concert of Colors last summer.
Yep.
And there were a couple bands there that I was like, man, they're really good. Next thing I know, they're on Motor.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
October Babies come to mind. You
yes.
know, the Japanese techno.
Wonderful.
Pop. Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
And that's brought to you because of you. If you think about it, we're able to do these things for the listeners because they contribute to us.
Mm-hmm. Without their support. So please continue your support. Call us.
313-845-9676, option one. Or if you're out of the area, I mean, we're live on the intranet.
And you can make a donation on the intranet.
Yes, you can. That's right. There's a form. WHFR.FM is the website. If you prefer to call, there's an 800 number. It doesn't cost you a thing to call. 1-800-585-4322. 4322 also spells HFCC, if that's easier for you.
Any amount you can pledge is so appreciated. I mean, as little or as much as you possibly can get out of your pocket.
It helps so much.
This week, all week long. If you're busy right now and you're like, oh man, I'm driving my car, I shouldn't call and drive, call later on tonight when you get home. We'll be doing this all week. Different show, different DJs, different wonderful, wonderful things going on here at the station.
Such as?
Well, here at the school, Henry Ford Community College, we have the Italian Film Festival.
This is cool.
Yeah, this is the fourth annual, and it begins on Thursday, the 14th, at the Detroit Film Theater.
Doesn't it? It does move around, though, does it not?
It does move around.
Okay.
They are opening at the Detroit Institute of the Arts. Okay. Then they will be at University of Michigan Ann Arbor, Wayne State University, and Henry Ford Community College here on April 29th and the 30th. And it's going to be, all screenings are free and open to the public.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can count on Dennis and I to fill you in on what's going on that is free. Whether it be here at the college or something going on in the area that the school is affiliated with. Dennis and I love free things.
Yeah,
and we love to tell you about all the free stuff.
And because of course, if there's
we're
food
not
involved.
Cheap or anything.
No, we're
Dennis.
Frugal.
You should see Dennis and I. We're so not cheap.
We're thrifty.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Italian Film Festival, April 29th and the 30th here at Henry Ford Community College. And it's all screenings are free and open to the public. So definitely check that out. Announcements on the film titles are going to be made in the weeks leading to the festival. So the week prior to that, which will be the 18th, 19th,
right.
That week, there will be an announcement. Check out hfcc.edu and you will be able to find the titles and information about the films there. Or you can also go to italianfilmfest.org and that will also fill you in. I would go to the italianfilmfest.org. Henry Ford Community College should post it on their site, and I don't know exactly if they will have it up the week prior. It might be like really short notice,
right?
April 29th, the day of maybe. So italianfilmfest.org. Check it out.
Can I read something? I'm going to read this verbatim, but this is just something I saw. It was a WHFR fact, and it's about the licensing, or our license. And it just gave some information that people, just trivia, basically. WHFR-FM is a non-commercial educational FM station broadcasting on 89.3 megahertz in stereo with 270 watts of effective radiated power. And it's owned and operated by Henry Ford Community College. Our antenna extends 100 feet above the Reuther Liberal Arts. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, of course you did.
No,
you took the class. And our main studio is located in the Student Center. That's where we are right now. That's where all of our shows come from, are generated. And we actually have, if anybody hasn't been here, we have three studios here, Studio A, B, and J. And it's not the letter J. It's J-A-Y.
It's J-A-Y.
Yeah, after our fearless leader, Jay Cornick. In Studio B, we utilize that when we have the live bands. But we also use that because this is an instructional college or station. We do you remember that, Lindsay, when we had to put our demos together for the class? You take this class, and like I said, it's 8 weeks, TCM 189. And part of the class, in fact, it's the final big project before the exam, you put together a 30-minute demo.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember yours?
Yeah, it was I did like a New Orleans blues one.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You still have it? Because I would love to hear that.
I would too, actually. I got to find it. I'm sure it's somewhere around here at the station.
I couldn't burn mine fast enough.
Lynn, No Boys Allowed, she was the program director at the time, and had gave it a listen a while after I finished TCM 189 and called me out of the blue and said, you know, I really like your demo. Are you interested in doing a show still? And I was like, oh my God, yeah.
Was
it was
before
exciting.
Campus Connection or right around the same time?
Oh, it was before. Yeah, that's when I... way before. That's how I got back into the station, because I kind of drifted out for a bit.
Oh, okay.
And she called me back in and said, are you still interested? And it was like, I remember the day perfectly. It was like the highlight of, it was awesome. I was like, oh my God, WHFR likes my demo and they want me to do a show and they want me to have an idea. And I said, I have two ideas. I have this kid show idea, this family programming thing. And she's like, I don't know, what's it all about? And I made a new demo for that and I pitched it to them. And now I'm playing in the waves every other Saturday night from 6 to 8 doing my family friendly folk show. And a lot of fun.
And you did that demo in Studio B, and you learned all about how to do these things, the magic of radio. And it really is. A lot of it is magic because you can suspend time. And, well, I mean, it's all obviously perception, but, you know, people think it's a theater of the mind. So they think the positive things that we send out there, all that's possible. This equipment, the stuff that we're learning with, the ability to go out there and maybe get radio jobs somewhere else, you know, that all happens here.
This is great experience. And it's only a 1-credit-hour class, TCM 189. That's it. Take that. And then your foot's in the door. You come to our weekly station meetings, which are most of the time funny and fun. And there's a lot going on. And you get to meet everyone at the station. And,
they're good meetings, yes.
Good meetings. And then you possibly get a show. And if you don't get a show right off the bat, you still can do so much. The station does a lot. And Dearborn Homecoming's coming up this summer again, and we always have a booth set up there, and we take part in that. We have our blues benefit going on at New Place Lounge this Sunday. Last Saturday, we had a Bailey's DJ Radiothon in the basement. There's, like, a lot of events WHFR does. And if you remember the station, you could take part and just hang.
Didn't we just have we did something at Andiamo? We're out
the jazz benefit.
We're out there too.
Yeah.
But again, none of this happens without the support of the listeners. None of it. None of it can happen. I don't know. To me, it's just so logical. I like something, and I know that it needs my support to continue, so I support it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that too logical? I don't know.
No, that makes sense.
All right.
I can't tell you how often, like, I'll be wearing my WHFR hoodie, and I'll run into 7-Eleven, and...
Oh, man.
I love that station, and I work there. Oh, you work there? Really? And I'm like...
It's the same thing.
It's just the greatest thing.
There's a supermarket on Michigan. I go in there, and the guy's like, oh, do you know Bam? I know Bam, you know? It's like the people listen. People listen, and I know that, and I know that deep down they want us to continue. They
right.
do. So we will. There's people like Rich from Ann Arbor. Again, thank you, Rich.
Thanks. And also there are incentives for pledging today and this whole week. If you want to have like one of these WHFR logo items so that when you're walking around the neighborhood, someone notices you wearing your WHFR gear, all you got to do is like pledge just a little bit. We got... I like the water bottle because it's really hot outside. Well, it's not. It looks like it's really hot. It's getting hotter out there. And for a generous $52 donation, it's a 20-ounce stainless steel water bottle with a WHFR cap. And it's pretty cool. And it will be blue with a white logo. And it will say WHFR.
And also at that same $52 level, instead of the water, because I know that's what you'd go for.
I like the water bottle.
What would I do,
though? I think it's pretty cool, man.
I've been known to wear a baseball cap once in a while, and I think I would probably go for that.
'Tis the season.
It is. And what's at the 30 level? I mean, let's not bypass that. For just a $30 pledge, the WHFR logo, in quotes, I love this, the Risky Business sunglasses. They're really cool.
It sounded like you said whiskey business.
No,
it's risky. We're no whiskey business here at WHFR. It's risky business. And I had mentioned that when you were talking to Rich at the beginning of the show, that it's really sunny out there today. And what better than to call up and get your risky business WHFR sunglasses.
Or your whiskey business.
Whiskey business sunglasses.
And at the $125 level, for a pledge of $125, we have the WHFR logo embroidered polo shirt. Also blue. It's kind of everything. They're
it's royal blue. It's the color of the station that is making waves.
That's one way of looking at it.
Yeah. Waves, plus blue, matches, water.
You know. Matches the hat and sunglasses, too. So you could really look like something out there. And then the $250 pledge level, two items that you could ask for. The engraved brass leaf on WHFR's family tree.
That is forever.
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 Yeah, apparently engraved brass leaves are forever. Or WHFR logo embroidered Land's End jacket. Now, that's kind of a heavy jacket, but it's not. I wouldn't call it a...
it's a spring jacket.
Thank you. Yeah. It's perfect. Very appropriate.
And then fall.
Yeah. And then you can get the WHFR polo to wear underneath it when it gets cooler. And the $500 level, that pledge is...
It's delicious.
And what is it?
It's a dinner for up to four people at Henry Ford Community College's 5101 restaurant with a tour of WHFR station studios. You know, Dennis and I, we love 5101. We talk about 5101 every show that we have. So, you know, it's a good restaurant. If
you know, I'm kind of ashamed of myself because at some point, and I know it'll be toward the end of the show, we're going to talk about the restaurant and we'll talk about the specials this week. But there are, the international buffets are coming up.
Yeah.
I didn't print that out.
No, we have it.
Oh, you
don't do? We have this big giant thing here.
Does it have everything, all the information?
Oh, I don't know.
See?
Yeah, well, we'll make sure to get that to you from us.
But I do know that it's on the website. So if people go to HFCC.edu.
Well, and our loyal listeners heard it last month when we discussed that.
You know, listen to the podcast.
Yeah,
there you go.
There you go.
What else you got there?
Well, Henry Ford Community College presents the Spring Choral Concert April 17th. That's Thursday.
Yes, it is.
And the program is going to feature Randall Thomas's Frostaniana. It's a set of poems by Robert Frost.
Okay.
Abby, House in the Snowy Woods. Oh, God, I should know this. Abigail loves Robert Frost.
Yeah.
It's her favorite poet. And you know, Henry Ford, Greenfield Village has Robert Frost's house there that he did a little cabin that he did a lot of his work in.
Wasn't our planetarium, didn't we have one of the star talks?
The Snowy Evening.
Wasn't it based on Robert Frost?
I believe it was.
I think so too.
But I do know that the Greenfield Village has Robert Frost.
They're keeping it in a fridge there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There's going to be an excerpt from Misa Lumen de Lumine, a contemporary South Korean composer, Sung Ji Hong, and Hallelujah from Handel's Messiah, a soulful celebration.
All right.
And also works by...
gosh, I'm glad you got this one.
Yeah, right. I'm starting to wish I would have handed it over to you.
Yeah, it would have made a nice paper airplane.
There's jazz vocal arrangements by Mike Carubia and Kevin Dewey. Yay, Kevin Dewey. He's the music director here at Henry Ford Community College.
Yeah.
We've talked with him, and we like Kevin Dewey.
He's a friend of the show,
and,
for sure.
Yeah, Phil Mattson, Kirby Shaw, and Take Six, and Michelle Weir. Tickets for the concert are $10, $7 for students and seniors, and they will be available at the door. For more information, 317-6566. What door is that, you ask, huh? It's going to be going on at the First United Methodist Church that is located on 22124 Garrison at Mason in Dearborn, Michigan. And the first performance is going to be Sunday, April 17th at 7 p.m.
Wait.
So, I know,
I think the original, it is Sunday.
Okay. I said Thursday was the 17th, but I'm wrong.
That's okay.
Okay.
So,
I'm wrong. Wow.
I'm not even going to jump. It's pledge week. I'm not even going
to
jump on
nice
it.
You're nice to me. Thanks,
yeah.
Dennis.
But
so, this annual concert helps bring in the spring season with beautiful performances by the concert choir.
Hey, Lindsay.
Renaissance Voices will be there, Dennis.
Lindsay, we've been streaming our broadcast program on the internet from our website for more than a decade now.
Wow.
It's a long time.
We're pretty high tech here at
WHFR. Everything heard over the air at 89.3 FM in the Detroit area can also be heard at http://www.whfr.fm. That means the whole world, those with a computer and at least a phone line, can hear our programming from our college station right here.
We do have a lot of internet listeners.
We do.
There's
oh
a
my
way
gosh.
You can, you know that you can click on there and I can see how many people are listening to us at one time?
Is there?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Okay.
So I don't have the window open right now, but maybe we could take a quick break. We don't need a break. We can just keep it going, and I can find out who's listening. And thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And keep listening. Your support is everything to this station. Everything to this station. Your support.
That's a good point. This isn't the only week of the year that we appreciate you. It isn't like that at all. This is the week of the year that we ask you, you know, to appreciate us. But at the same time, all year long, I know that, you know, I meet people that listen to the show, mm-hmm. you know, on Facebook, and, you know, they'll email once in a while, or people that just around campus. And they always say positive things, not just about Campus Connection, but also about the station in general. And, you know, and at that point in my life, I don't feel compelled to go, well, then give us money. You know what I mean? It's just like I'm appreciative of them listening.
Yeah.
So this is it. Like you always say, Lindsay, 1 week out of the year. That's it.
1 week out of the year.
1 week. This is it.
And WHFR, we offer, gosh, like I've been saying, so many different programs here at the station.
Oh, my God.
And the station's awesome for that. You know, that Playing in the Waves is the only family radio program in metropolitan Detroit?
Is it really?
That's it. There's no other station that plays a show that is family friendly for children and parents to enjoy together. That's it. Wow. And since I've started this show, I've had numerous people contact me that want to be involved in WHFR and do more with them. They've made radio plugs for my show. They've station IDs. They've recorded musicians.
You're talking about people that you've played on the show.
Yeah.
Not just random people.
No, musicians that are like from all over the country, all over the world. I have people that have contacted me. I have some really amazing musicians that I play on my show that have contacted me and said, I'd love to do a station identifier for WHFR. Could you send me what the, what do I need to do?
Hey, guess what? Our theme song. Mm-hmm. Put me on the radio.
Those are some Dearborn students.
That's right. Yeah. They're listeners of the show, Mitch and Anthony. Mitch goes to school here now.
Yeah.
I saw him yesterday.
And when they started when they made our music for us first, they were just Dearborn High School students that liked our show.
Exactly. But they were listeners. And they made it very clear. They love the zone. Mm-hmm. Love the zone.
Yeah.
They listen to it every week. So, and that's what it's about. Yep. It really is. It's like we're creating a product. We collectively, meaning not just Lindsay and me, although we hope that we're helping, but we're part of a much bigger thing here that just every day, it's crazy. We volunteer. We don't get paid.
No.
We don't get paid.
All DJs that are passionate about what they're doing.
Exactly.
We're here because we want to be here.
I look forward to this, though. I don't know about you. I look forward to it every time.
Well, of course.
Lindsay's like, of course you do, Dennis.
Yeah,
I'm here.
Come on. We don't get to see each other daily anymore. And he's like, yeah, but thank God for that.
No, I miss it. I honestly miss it. I can say that. And then when I called you for something, was it?
I called you. I wanted you to edit my paper.
Did you ever send it to me?
No.
Oh, no. That's right. I was at the dentist or something.
Yeah.
But I think I called you to talk about Rochelle Taylor being on the show.
Yeah.
And you were in a class with one of my former instructors, but you're down at Wayne State.
And he taught here at Henry Ford Community College.
He
still does.
He's just awesome.
He's a cool guy.
Tom Hopkins,
he still
great
teaches
guy.
Here. And that's what's so cool about Henry Ford Community College. Now we'll get back. This is Campus Connection.
Yeah.
This is a radio show that fills you in on the events that go on here at Henry Ford Community College.
We're ambassadors or something.
And yeah, we are ambassadors of the school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Self-proclaimed.
Yeah. That's right. Self-proclaimed. But and we don't have a job unless you can help us here. So this is the week, and we're asking, please be as generous as you can. But every little bit, it doesn't matter,
right?
The amount, it mm-hmm. doesn't. What do you got?
Henry Ford Community College spring band concert. All these spring concerts are going on. Spring is in the air, Dennis.
I'm digging it.
The Metropolitan Symphony Band and Symphonic Wind Ensemble is once again giving a spring band concert. It's going to be Tuesday, May 3rd at 8 p.m. This event is going to take place at the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center over next to the library and the cop shop. And it's located at 15801 Michigan Avenue if you need to do your what's that map thing that people use?
Yahoo or MapQuest?
Yeah, or
Google.
Your those things.
Oh, GPS?
There you go. Your GPS navigator.
And I knew what you meant, too.
Yeah, those things.
Those things, you know.
Tickets are $10 for adults, $7 for seniors and students, and you can purchase tickets at the box office at the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center, or at the door, or by calling 313-943-2354. It is a definite treat to see the spring band concert. Henry Ford Community College, our whole music department is just awesome.
Beyond awesome.
The voice, the music, the chorus, the band. We have amazing, amazing, amazing music teachers. And, that's just a little bit of the teachers here at Henry Ford that are
amazing. Just a small sample, yeah. You know, when you spoke earlier about that we're going to be again at Ford Field for homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
And
as we are every year.
And we've been at Concert of Colors. We talked about that. We've been, we do these benefits and fundraisers. And one of the common denominators, other than, the DJs and radio staff meeting the listeners, is we have all the swag we give away. And I remember more than a few people saying, oh, what color are the pens now? Oh, I don't have that color yet, because they collect them, different colors. That stuff costs money.
Mm-hmm.
We don't, when we're handing it to people, it's not something we think about at all. In fact, honestly, I don't really think about it that much until right now when I'm, you know, when I'm looking at all the different costs that go into putting not just our show, but all the shows and this whole thing together. This is just an incredibly synergistic thing.
Well, and when we're trying to get an event together that we're sponsoring, and we want to get all of our swag together to bring to the event, and we're like, wow, we're getting low on pens, you know. And
you got to order more.
We got to order more. And it's this 1 week out of the year that helps us fund our whole year of events and everything that we do here at the station. So
we love giving that stuff away. It's the only way we can, though, is with
your support.
With your support.
So 845-9676 is the number to call.
Or 1-800-585-HFCC or WHFR.FM on the website. There's a form there.
Give a call. Option one gets you in the studio with Dennis and I. And thanks a lot for listening and for your support.
$4,000 a year. $4,000 a year we spend.
This is a tax write-off, too, if you donate. Isn't it a tax write-off?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
Think of that.
So think of the pledge amounts, but it doesn't have to be a pledge amount. It can be some weird number. You can say 1650 or 112.26.
89.3.
Ooh.
$89.30.
I don't know why we never thought of that.
That's a good one. That should be like
so. So 89.30, and I'll make sure you get a baseball cap or a water thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dennis said it. He will make sure. First caller, 89.3 will be your donation, and Dennis and I will put together a special Campus Connection Radiothon edition donation package.
Yeah, it'll be.
We're all over it.
We are all over it. If I have to like do stuff.
Yeah.
I do stuff.
Well, Dennis and I will do stuff.
We'll make my own swag for Campus Connection.
Yeah, definitely.
I would love. We should auction off your demo.
That's a great idea.
Just throw that out there.
If we can locate it.
Yeah, Lynn probably has it. 89.3, though. Okay, that's $89.30. What's one of those?
Henry Ford Community College offers free interview skills career workshop. This is the final one of the winter semester.
This is
we've been pitching this and talking about it for the last 3 months.
Based on our good friend of the show, Chad Austin.
Yes.
That's his category, his office over there.
Area of expertise.
Exactly.
With the job placement office. They are going to be doing a free event. This is the final one of the winter semester, as I already mentioned, Thursday, April 21st from noon to 2 p.m. at the HFCC M-Tech facility, and that is located on Schaefer Road. Beautiful facility.
Well, it's
gorgeous. It's our other branch now.
Well,
the whole nursing program is over there, right?
They're right in that area, but in a different building.
Mm-hmm.
The M-Tech is like where they have Cisco and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and of course, we still have the Dearborn Heights satellite branch too.
And as me and Dennis always like to fill you in on, this workshop is free. Free and open to the public. There is seating that is limited, though, so please be there and be on time. If you're interested in attending, you can also RSVP by calling 845-9820 and let them know that you will be there on April 21st from noon to 2 to discuss interview skills and what to do, because it's a hard thing to do, going on an interview.
That might be the single toughest thing, because if you think about it, when you're working on your resume and cover letter, that's from the privacy of your own home.
Yeah.
You can have you know, your siblings or your instructors or whatever look at it to kind of, you know, review it or whatever. When you're in an interview, that's one-on-one.
I'm not good at interviews.
Really?
I get really nervous.
That kind of surprises me.
I get very nervous. I get real nervous in shows.
Love
no,
really?
Shows. I like to sit here and talk to no one on the radio.
Yeah.
You know, like get talk to no one.
Well, you should really
I'm talking to you know what I mean.
I don't even turn the volume on sometimes.
Oh, Dennis. No, I mean I like the idea of sitting in a room and just kind of
talking.
Yeah. But when
preferably
I have to
a
talk,
rubber room, please.
Forget it. Right. Never mind. You
know
what
I
mean.
You prefer not to see the audience. It's easier for you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know they're there.
I know they're there, but it's, an interview is a little different.
It is. There's something at stake here.
Yeah.
This isn't you entertaining the masses. This is one-on-one. I hope I get this job. Now, that said, the best time to look for a job is when you don't need one. And, I mean, that's a...
That's true, though.
It is.
It is.
And there's less pressure in that. Because you really don't, you're not as invested. I mean, you're invested in your future, obviously, but you don't care as much because you have your safety net. That really makes things a lot easier. And I used to love going on interviews just for that practice.
Wow.
And it was a good opportunity.
I should have did that when I had a job.
Well, maybe. Yeah, when I...
Radiothon here at WHFR going on all week long.
Looking at this thing they gave me, and I'm looking at all the costs, what we need money for.
Mm-hmm.
An example. In 2008, our contract engineers told us that our antenna tower support wires were wires were badly rusted, and our antenna itself needed replacement, a cost of over $8,000.
Yeah, that doesn't sound cheap.
No. At any time, a big windstorm could bring us down. The point is, that's where money goes. Those are the kinds of things we need. When you need it right away, you have to have the money. You can't go, well, you know what? Pledge week's coming up. Let's wait. No, you have to have that, you know? And this is the pledges are a huge part of the budget. Mm-hmm. Again, it all comes back to, if you like what we're doing, please just show us, because then we can continue to do it, right?
Yes.
89.3 FM, WHFR.FM. You can pledge there. You can call 313-845-9676 or 800-585-HFCC. Call now. We only have how many more minutes? We're about 8 minutes on.
Yeah.
And we'd love to take a call. Remember, the first person to donate $89.30, we're going to put together a wicked cool Campus Connection thing. And honestly, we have no idea what we're going to do. We're just going to make
it
wicked cool.
We could both autograph something, too. You can have Dennis.
But all I sign my name with an X.
Well, you sign your name with an X.
Yeah.
Okay. So
and it just gets me by, except at the anytime where I need a valid signature. Sorry.
It's fine. That's your autograph.
I know. You know.
You have the...
I know we have a couple stories left. Yeah, it's better than like a pop.
We have a couple stories
But I want to, what is going on at the restaurant?
What's going on at the restaurant?
Because that's a good reason for people to come here.
To Henry Ford Community College.
Oh, there's few better reasons than the food.
Yes. This is going on all week. That is the week of the 11th. That's today. Yep. The restaurant is open for business from 11:15 to 1 p.m., so you missed lunch. Sorry about that. Tomorrow, though, you can show up for dinner from 6 to 7:45.
They're not open for lunch tomorrow? Or are they?
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Right. But I was saying they are open for lunch, but dinner time if you want to come for dinner. Okay. But yeah, lunch is Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 11:15 to 1 p.m.
You know what I ordered today?
Did you get the stuffed pork chop?
Nope.
No.
It's on the left side, I think. Paprikash.
Oh, I thought you said that your wife got that. I thought Jen had that.
Yeah, but whatever she gets is mine.
Oh, well, the traditional Hungarian chicken paprikash. It is Hungarian week going on there, it looks like, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Russian fish cakes.
Yeah, because that's Hungarian.
How was that paprikash?
I don't know. When I think of Hungarian,
what do you mean
of,
you don't know? I said, how was it?
Oh, I don't know.
You ate it, right?
No, I didn't. I had to leave it there. But I'm saying that's what I ordered, and it smelled great.
Okay.
We had to do the show.
Oh, that's what's sitting
that's
over
what's
there.
That's what's sitting there waiting for me.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Well, you said, you know what I had today. I thought, did you say order? I wasn't listening to you, Dennis.
Hard to believe.
Well, it sounds great.
A surprise.
It's slow-cooked chicken breasts and thighs with chicken legs. Wow. Breasts, thighs with legs. Green peppers, tomatoes, creamy sweet paprika sauce served over spatzles. Yum, Dennis.
Spatzel's great.
Sounds great.
Do you know what that is?
We discussed this last year, actually.
Yeah. Gosh, you have a really good memory.
Well, I like our show.
Oh, you listen to it?
I like our show. I don't listen. I'm just here. I don't listen to you ever, no. seafood of the day today is the sautéed red snapper a la Murette. With onions, mushrooms, artichoke hearts, served with lemon crown. That sounds wonderful. I would have that.
Yeah, would you?
I would. I would order that. And then there's the Russian fish cakes. That's cod fillets, red snapper, sea scallops, shrimp blended with various spices and vegetables, lightly breaded and browned, served with a duo of sauces, portobello mushroom and lobster vin blanc. Yum.
That sounds really good.
That sounds very good. That's the Russian fish cakes. Awesome. And, you know, there is a... Also, wonderful dessert trays, always, every week at the 5101. This week is the blueberry cream pie, pumpkin spice cake roll, Sacher torte.
I'm a big fan of those now, the pumpkin spice cake roll.
I bought one when they had their bake sale out there.
Was it amazing?
I ate it all by myself.
Did you?
Did I just say that live on the radio?
Yeah. You can't take it back forever. And it's a podcast.
It's very good. Yeah, right.
I'm going to make sure this one never gets ruined. No, but they're great. I can't blame you.
Yeah, definitely. And then there's also their every day, all the time, they have their filet mignon, fettuccine alfredo, apple jack chicken.
You know what I like is the...
The Caesar wrap.
Oh, my gosh.
Were you going to say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
It is amazing. Yeah. It's, like, really cheap. And I was like, okay, I'll take two. They're small.
Like you said, okay, you said the key word there. It is really cheap.
It's ridiculous.
5101 is, like, gourmet, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful food. I cannot stress that enough. And it's cheap. It's cheap.
But you know what's not cheap?
And you're supporting the college.
You know what's not cheap? Putting on radio.
Yes.
Thanks for the segue. I just wanted to bring up something. I know. But we already agreed we're going to kind of interrupt to do this because this is important.
This is Radiothon once a year.
What other Lindsay, I'm going to ask you a question. What other radio station in the Detroit area gives you programs like these? And hear me out. I'm going to give you three or four of them. More than 60 hours a week of classical, 24 classical music. I don't know. Daily 2 to 10 a.m. Daily from 2 to 10 a.m. via satellite from Public Radio International. Or Mountain Stage. Live performances of folk, blues, jazz, and world music. And that's via satellite from National Public Radio on Sundays from 1 to 3. Or the Science Hour. Wasn't that Science Hour where we just had mm-hmm. before our show?
Yeah.
You heard
it
all
was,
that?
Sex in the...
SETI.
SETI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
pretty,
very cute.
Pretty clever.
And then the new WHFR Journal. We alluded to that. That's Jay's show. That's every Friday from 1 to 2 o'clock on 1 to 2 p.m. And then we also have 14 hours each day of local DJ-selected alternative music of more than a dozen genres. We have everything here. So I'm sorry to interrupt your dialogue on food.
Well, I was done. I was just saying that
I never
want
to break that.
I know.
But I know we only had a few more minutes, and these are some of the things that it's like if people are just listening, this is Campus Connection, and if you just listen to this and move on, thank you for listening, for sure. Mm-hmm. But there's so many other great reasons to listen to the station every single day. Really?
It's a great station.
I know.
I'm happy to be a part of it. And thank you for continuing the support and giving to our station. And you know what, Dennis? Well,
do you got something, one final thing there?
We have one final thing. It's another concert that going on for Henry Ford Community College is the Spring Jazz Concert.
All right.
We discussed the...
Choral concert.
And then the band
the
concert.
The band, the spring
and
band.
And now the jazz concert is set for May 6th. That is going to be conducted by Rick Goward. Awesome guy. Wonderful, wonderful music instructor here at Henry Ford Community College.
You hear his name a lot,
yes,
for sure.
Yes, him and Kevin Dewey together both make a great team. And Rick Goward, I believe he might also teach one of the history of rock and roll classes offered here at Henry Ford Community College. Great class. I recommend it.
Oh, yeah, you did take that.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, it was a cool class.
That was one of your A's.
Yeah, well.
Sorry.
Thanks, Dennis.
Yeah. What was the other one?
I'm just kidding. Yeah, this annual concert features a big band, Blue Fusion, Midnight Blue, wonderful, wonderful group. Love Midnight Blue.
Yes.
All of which have achieved national and international acclaim for their stirring, resounding performances.
Yes. I saw one or more of them on PBS.
I've seen all
PBS.
Of them. Yeah, on PBS. Yeah. Where they were...
what was it? Some kind of a... tropical or Caribbean thing.
It was their year. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Tickets are only $10 for adults and $7 for students and seniors. And you can reserve tickets by emailing Rick Goward. That is rgoward at Henry Ford Community College, hfcc.edu.
Okay.
You can also purchase tickets at the door. So definitely check that out.
Now we have our next show is May 10th, but you may not make it.
I don't think I'll be here. No, okay. I'm going to be out of town. I will be New Orleans Jazz Fest.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So all right.
I will be out of town.
Okay. We'll talk about trying to get you to call in.
Oh, that would be so much fun. I'll be driving home. I can do road trip Lindsay from the car. Campus Connection.
Yeah,
you know. Fun.
So we'll figure something out. But
great time.
Thanks for listening, Campus Connection, Dennis and Lindsay. Please stay tuned. We have more great music, great talking, and we have more pledge talk. Everybody wants to get in on it. So please send your money, make your
continue
phone calls.
Your support. Thank you for listening. Thanks for making things like Campus Connection be doable on the air.
Doable. I like
doable.
That. All right.
89.3 station making waves. This is WHFR Dearborn, and please make your donations. Pledge. And you know that $89.30, Dennis and I are gonna stick to that.
Yeah.
So you have it's 2 o'clock. Sorry.
Still send it.
Make your pledges. Thanks.